Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Coming up, we'll hear from the five finalists of the 2011 EMA Naxos Recording Competition, performing music of Giuseppe Sammartini, Johann Schmelzer, Heinrich Bieber, and Luigi Rossi. Plus, we'll hear a performance by the winning ensemble, Wayward Sisters. And we'll finish the hour with music of 17th century Germany performed by the ensemble His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets. Let's take a quick look back in time at the year 1386. The year 1386 marked the establishment of the oldest university in Germany, the University of Heidelberg. Officially the Ruprecht-Karls-Universität Heidelberg, it was named for Rupert I, who established the university when Heidelberg was the capital of the German state called the Palatinate. 16th century reformer Philip Melanchthon studied at the University of Heidelberg, but was not granted his master's because they deemed him too young, so he transferred to the University of Tübingen. Later, when Romantic composer Robert Schumann still sought law as a profession, he also studied at the University of Heidelberg. Today, the school emphasizes study of the sciences, and it counts among its graduates many members of the German government. Also during this year, the Battle at Margate occurred as part of the conflicts in French territory known as the Hundred Years' War. While this war didn't last continually for 100 years, the long series of small wars, which were fought over the course of 116 years, reduced the population of French territories by about half. In 1386, the ultimately successful French forces were defeated by the English at Margate, a city in the district of East Kent, when they tried to land their naval forces. In Florence, Italy, work began on the construction of the Brancacci Chapel in 1386. Sometimes called the Sistine Chapel of the Early Renaissance, it was commissioned by Pietro Brancacci, who had been the Florentine ambassador to Cairo for a number of years. The paintings that give the chapel its comparison to the Sistine were not commissioned until 1423 by Brancacci's nephew Felice, who had made his fortune as a silk merchant. Access to the private chapel is now possible through a neighboring convent designed by Filippo Brunelleschi. Also in 1386, Catherine of Valois, sister of King Charles VI of France, married John of Valois, Duke of Berry. She was 8 years old. It's thought that the composer Solage wrote the pieces Calex ton qui fut and Cor féminin in honor of this marriage, though some think they could also be in honor of Catherine, the granddaughter of Philippe, Duke of Burgundy, who was born 7 years later. 10 pieces are attributed to Solage in the Chantilly Codex, which contains some of the best representations of Ars Subtilior music from the 14th and 15th centuries. This has been a look back at the year 1386. You can find more about the people, events, and music from this era online in our blog section, along with early music t-shirts, totes, and books in our gift store. Find it all at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Thank you. Welcome to Harmonia. Early Music America is a nonprofit service organization for the field of historical performance in North America. One of their many activities is the sponsorship of competitions for up-and-coming performers. In 2011, EMA partnered with the recording label Naxos and held a competition designed to promote the careers of emerging early music artists. The winning ensemble was Wayward Sisters, whose prize is a debut commercial recording. We'll hear from the winner a little later, but first we're bringing you samples of music from all five finalists. The ensemble Recordare is made up of students and alumni of McGill University in Quebec, Canada. The quality of their performance is astounding, especially considering they only began performing together in the fall of 2010.
Thank you.
We heard the Organ Concerto in A by Giuseppe Sammartini, performed by the ensemble Recordare, one of the finalists in the 2011 EMA Naxos Recording Competition, a group that had been playing together for less than a year prior to the competition. By contrast, the Sebastian Chamber Players have been performing together since 2001 and were recently named the Artists in Residence at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Manchester, Connecticut. Most of the members have teaching positions at universities on the East Coast, although one violinist commutes long distance from a position at Brigham Young University in Utah.
Thank you.
We heard Sonata a Tre Violini by Johann Schmelzer, performed by the Sebastian Chamber Players, a finalist in the 2011 EMA Naxos Recording Competition. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. Another finalist in the 2011 EMA Naxos Recording Competition is the ensemble Agave Baroque. This group, specializing in string repertoire of the 17th century, has kept very busy since their founding in 2007. They've performed to sold-out crowds across the country and have received a commission from the Museum of Jurassic Technology in Los Angeles to collaborate on an art film based on the music of Henry Purcell. We'll hear them perform part of Heinrich Bieber's Mensa Sonora.
Thank you.
We heard part four from Heinrich Bieber's Mensa Sonora, performed by the ensemble Agave Baroque, a finalist in the 2011 EMA Naxos Recording Competition. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. The fourth of five finalists in the EMA Naxos Recording Competition is Armonia Celeste. The group focuses on rarely heard Italian Renaissance and early Baroque composers, and it consists of three sopranos, a lutenist, and a harpist.
Thank you.
Armonia Celeste performed Fan Battaglia by Baroque composer Luigi Rossi. The winner of the 2011 EMA Naxos Recording Competition is the ensemble Wayward Sisters, consisting of violinist Beth Wenstrom, cellist Anna Steinhoff, and recorder player Ann Timberlake, joined by lutenist and theorbist John Lenti. Competition judge Klaus Heymann said of the ensemble, "Wayward Sisters is captivating from beginning to end. I immediately know that I am listening to a living, breathing ensemble." Let's listen to Wayward Sisters perform Matthew Locke's Suite in G Major from his Tripla Concordia.
Thank you.
the winners of the 2011 EMA Naxos Recording Competition. Wayward Sisters perform Matthew Locke's Suite in G Major from his Tripla Concordia. You're listening to Harmonia. Hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts can be found on our website at harmoniaearlymusic.org. The ensemble His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets has been around for almost 30 years and has collaborated with some of the most prestigious ensembles, including the Monteverdi Choir, the BBC Singers, and the Choir of King's College, Cambridge, to name just a few. In 2010, they released a compilation of music by 17th century German composers.
Thank you. lässest du deinen Diene im Friede
Music of Samuel Scheidt and Heinrich Schütz, performed by His Majesty's Sackbuts and Cornets, from their 2010 recording Music from 17th Century Germany. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week, we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any aspect of this program. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is Anna Pranger. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, David Wood, John Bailey, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Carrie Boyce is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.